It's Friday morning on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Beats.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is camp week.
It is camp week.
Where's our fun camp music?
Somebody.
You were supposed to do that.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
I failed at my assignment, apparently.
Not like you don't have anything to do.
No, not at all. Just, you know, it's social media for Holy Week. Not a big deal.
You know, we always think about pastors during Holy Week and being super busy, but we forget about the church social media people.
Yes.
And Holy Week and all the preparations for them. To encourage people to get to Holy Week services.
Go to church, people.
And to hear God, to hear God's word, to receive his good gifts. And now we live in a culture and a society that depends on social media to remind us to do that.
It's true.
But sometimes we need to step away from that social media. That's why we're going to Seymour, Indiana today to relax, get away, and go to Lakeview Ministries in Seymour, Indiana. We have Danny Frustaschi on the line. He's program director there at Lakeview Ministries. Good morning, Danny.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, good. Excited to go to Seymour, Indiana for Lakeview Ministries today for our last day of camp week here on the Coffee Hour.
As many are excited.
How do we get to Seymour, Indiana for those of us who are geographically challenged?
Just a hop, skip, and a jump away. We're about an hour south of Indianapolis, hour north of Louisville, so you can fly to either one, drive to either one, and jump on the interstate. And pick up some watermelon on your way, and you'll be here in no time. So,
that sounds good.
So it's Lakeview Ministries. Does that mean there's a view of a lake?
There is.
Yes.
Yep, there's a couple good views of lakes around here. So,
excellent. Well, what is unique about Lakeview? I've had a chance to talk and learn a little bit about it. I know there's the men's retreats coming up in a couple of weeks, but what's unique about Lakeview?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, your guys' music is pretty catchy, so don't sell yourself short. One of the unique things here is we are a multi-site location. So we actually have three sites within our ministry. So we have Camp Lakeview, Lakeview Villages, and we recently acquired Camp Cedarbrook. And so personally, I oversee our Lakeview Villages program. And with that, you know, each site is kind of geared towards a specific age group. And so the villages where I'm at, we work specifically with middle school and high school students. And, you know, what that really allows us to do is to tailor those programs towards those age groups. So at the villages, a lot of our activities and stuff, they're a little bit more high challenge, but also high reward within those activities. And Sarah, you'll appreciate this. We have a lovely fleet of about 35 bikes.
Yes.
And so we do a couple trips each week into the National Forest, get some kids out on some trails and stuff like that. So that's always...
I think you just found a volunteer counselor for a week.
Well, you guys are right by Brown County, aren't you?
We are really close to
Brown
County.
That is some good mountain biking.
Absolutely. Come on down.
I'm going to have to.
You know, another thing I think is really pretty... A big emphasis for here for us is our leadership programs. You know, obviously we work a lot with our college students that are on our summer staff and developing them as leaders. But also we have a really big junior staff program. So each summer we have over 100 high school students come out and volunteer their time here at camp. And you know, with that, we love to just place those students in leadership roles as well and give them those opportunities to work with kids and develop those skills. And, you know, not just for here at camp, but even more so that they could take, you know, the things they learned here back to their churches and their communities and their home life and, you know, be leaders amongst their peers back home as well. So I think that's something that, you know, we also really try to focus on and emphasize here is working with those students.
There's a lot going on for you guys.
There is a lot, absolutely. We love it.
What does a typical day look like for one of your campers at Lakeview Villages?
So one of the first things that I did when I came here is we decided that, you know what, we're going to move breakfast back a little bit. So we actually wake up a little bit later, and our high school students really appreciate that.
And the counselors.
So, you know, we wake up, we start the day out with our Bible studies in the morning, really, you know, just starting the day, challenging ourselves to dig into the Word, to learn something new about what God is trying to teach to us. And then, you know, after that, we break into our village groups is what we call them. You know, all sorts of things going on, whether it's down at the lake, on our challenge course. You know, like I said, we do bike trips. We do something called archery tag. It's really great, but all sorts of different stuff throughout the course of the day. Then we also like to give them some free time where we do just let them. There's not a structured time. They have a couple hours to just really decide what they want to do on their own. So that, you know, just developing that independence and those decision-making skills. And then in the evening, we obviously all gather back together for campfire, which is one of my favorite parts of the day at camp.
I'm both intrigued and still a bit leery about this thing called archery tag that I've heard of before.
It's awesome.
It's both intriguing and gives me, like, I don't know,
you
anxiety,
don't like people, like,
chest
shooting
pains.
With arrows?
Yeah, so it's kind of, if you took a dodgeball and you stuck it on the end of the arrow and then you shot it at your best friend, that's pretty much it.
I was always the kid that had broken glasses when we played dodgeball, because I would always get hit in the face.
Don't worry, we give you a face mask.
Oh, so, good.
Protect those glasses.
Well, how do what we've talked about junior high and high school students? What other opportunities are? Who else comes to Lakeview during the busy season, which I would assume is probably during the summer?
Yeah, well, we're pretty busy all year, but you know, we have at Camp Lakeview is one of our other sites. That's where we run our elementary school programs. So we have kids there all the way from kindergarten to sixth grade. We also, you know, on weekends we have what we call our Tiny Tykes programs, and that's for families to come, so mom and dad can come with their kids, and that, you know, give them a little taste of camp if the kids are nervous about being away from home for the first time. And then in the fall season, as we move away from summer, we get into some of our family camp programs on the weekends. We also get into, you know, just hosting and working with a lot of school groups and church groups, doing outdoor education stuff. We also run a triathlon here over Labor Day weekend, which is always a really fun and exciting event. So there's lots of different opportunities for people to come on out.
Speaking of people, tell me about someone who has been to Lakeview that Lakeview's made a difference for them.
Yeah. I mean, obviously so many, but definitely one in particular comes to mind. We have one camper. He's come to camp for a lot, much longer than I've been here, but he was born blind, and he's been coming to camp for years and years, and he's a junior in high school now. And so, you know, the past few years, just really amazing to see him challenge himself and him want to experience new things. He's been on all of our zip lines, and he's this year his goal was to get out onto our water trampoline, to swim out into the deep end and get up on the water trampoline, which is just incredible, you know, for someone who has never seen water. It's really cool. And beyond that, one of the really awesome things that happened this summer is just completely of their own initiative. The kids in this cabin, they decided on their own that they were going to blindfold themselves for an afternoon to just experience what it is like to live life as their fellow cabin mate did with being blind. So just really cool to see those kids take that initiative and want to, you know, just understand him and what he experiences, and also, you know, how they can better care for him and help him and serve him and you know, just all those things. So just an amazing camper, and really amazing to see how the other kids in his cabin just really care for him and just embrace him for who he is.
That's an awesome story. How else do campers, are campers able to bond with each other and really get to know each other while they're at camp and do it over God's word too?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think camp just provides that unique experience of you come into a place and you meet people that you have no idea, and you're thrown into these experience with them. You know, you have no other option. You know, I don't think you can overstate how much cell phones have really influenced how we socially interact with each other. And I think a lot of students, a lot of youth, and adults, honestly, if you ask them, we would love to throw our phones in the lake for a week. And you know, I think in a lot of cases, we really just need that permission. We need permission to put our phones down and to, you know, truly interact with the people that are in front of us face to face. And so I think camp gives us that opportunity. It gives us that permission to put our phones away and to relate to one another in a really personal, genuine manner. And so, you know, I think kids really crave that, and camp gives them that opportunity to do that, to build those strong relationships in really a very short amount of time.
Speaking of time, we are all out of time, Danny. What's the website to find out more about Lakeview Ministries?
Yeah, you can check us out at lakeviewministries.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, so we got some great videos, so check us out.
Get signed up for this summer, lakeviewministries.com. Thanks, Danny Frustashi, for being our guest today.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great one.
Well, that does it for this week for the Coffee Hour. Next week, Holy Week, some good Holy Week topics.
Yep.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.